Chapter 2. Motor Vehicle Equipment. It is up to you to decide if you are physically and/or mentally capable of driving safely. Before you drive, make sure that your trip is needed. If you drive, your safety and that of the public depends a lot on what you do before driving, including adjusting your seat and mirrors, using safety belts, checking your vehicle, maintaining a clear view, and securing the vehicle. Trip planning. The best way to save on fuel and prolong the life of your car is to use it as little as possible. Trip planning can make your life easier and help cut down on your driving. Take public transportation when it is available. Avoid driving during heavy traffic. It causes extra wear and tear on you and the vehicle. Use carpools or share rides whenever possible. Plan and then combine your errands. This will cut down on the number of trips you need to take. Make a list of the things you need and the places you need to go. Go to as many places as possible on any one trip. Take the shortest distance between places. Try to reduce the number of places you need to go. Call ahead to make sure that they have what you need or that what you are picking up is ready. By doing these things, you can help cut down on the amount of traffic on the road, cut your travel costs, and save yourself time and effort. Check the vehicle. How safely you can drive starts with the vehicle you are driving and what condition is it in. It is the duty of drivers to make certain that the vehicles they drive are safe to operate. A vehicle that is in bad shape is unsafe and costs more to run than one that is maintained. It can break down or cause a collision. However, if a vehicle is in good shape, it can give you an extra safety margin when you need it. You never know when you will need it. You should follow your vehicle owner's manual for routine maintenance. Some you can do yourself, some need to be done by a qualified mechanic. A few simple checks will prevent trouble on the road. Braking system. Only your brakes can stop your vehicle properly. It is very dangerous if they are not in good working order. When your brakes are making a lot of noise, smell funny, or the brake pedal goes to the floor, have a mechanic check them. Lights. Make sure that turn signals, brake lights, taillights, and headlamps are operating properly. These should be checked from outside the vehicle. Brake lights tell other road users that you are stopping. Turn signals tell them you are turning. Driving with headlights on all the time helps other drivers see your vehicle during the day and at night. An out-of-line headlight can shine where it does not help you and may blind other drivers. If you are having trouble seeing at night, or other drivers are flashing their headlights at you frequently, have a mechanic check the headlights. Windshield and wipers. Keep your windshield clear so you can focus on the road ahead. Damaged glass blocks your view of the road and can more easily break in a minor collision or when something hits the windshield. Have the windshield replaced if the glass is damaged. Windshield wipers keep the rain and snow off the windshield. Make sure they are in good operating condition. If the blades have not been working well, replace them. Remove snow and ice from all windows before you drive to clear your view of the road. Tires. Worn or bald tires can increase your stopping distance and make turning more difficult when the road is wet. Unbalanced tires and low pressure cause faster tire wear, reduce fuel economy, and make the vehicle harder to steer and stop. If the vehicle bounces, the steering wheel shakes, or the vehicle pulls to one side, have a mechanic check it. Worn tires can cause hydroplaning and increase the chance of having a blowout during a trip. Check the tire air pressure with an air pressure gauge when the tires are cold. Check the vehicle owner's manual for the proper pressure. Check the tread with a penny. Stick the penny into the tread head first. If the tread does not come at least to Abraham Lincoln's head, the tire is unsafe and you need to replace it. Steering system. If the steering is not working properly, it is difficult to control the direction you want to go. If the vehicle is hard to turn, or does not turn when the steering wheel is first turned, have the steering checked by a mechanic. Suspension system. Your suspension keeps your vehicle balanced, helps you control your vehicle, and provides a comfortable ride over varying road surfaces. If the vehicle bounces a lot, keeps bouncing after a bump or after you stop, you may need new shocks or other suspension parts. Have a mechanic check it out. Exhaust system. The exhaust system helps remove toxic gases from the engine, helps reduce the noise from the engine, and helps cool the hot gases coming from running the engine. Fumes from a leaky exhaust can cause death in a very short time. It can also make you drowsy while driving. Never run the motor in your garage. Never sit in the car with the motor running without opening a window. Luckily, most exhaust problems or leaks, which are easily heard, have them fixed. Engine. A poorly tuned engine may lose power that is needed for normal driving in emergencies, may not start, gets poor fuel economy, pollutes the air, and could die on you when you are on the road, causing you and other traffic a problem. Follow the procedures recommended in the owner's manual for maintenance. Loose objects. Make sure that there are no packages or other objects on the rear shelf or back seat that could hit someone on the head in the event of a sudden stop or crash. Make sure there are no objects on the floor that could roll under the brake pedals so that you could not slow or stop the vehicle. Horn. The horn may not seem like it would be important for safety, but as a warning device it could save your life. It only should be used as a warning to others. Motor vehicle equipment. Montana law requires that certain equipment be installed on all motor vehicles and that certain vehicles, such as larger trucks and trailers, have lighting and other equipment not needed on passenger cars. The equipment that is required on every vehicle is listed below, followed by a listing for each type of vehicle that requires special or additional equipment. When the law specifies a level of performance for the equipment, the distance lights must be visible, etc., that level is listed. For more detailed information on topics such as the equipment location on the vehicle or specific installation requirements, refer to Montana Code Annotated, MCA, Title 61, Chapter 9. Generally, copies of Montana law are also available for reference in each county courthouse and most libraries. Headlights and taillights. Drive with headlights on for safety and so other vehicles can see you. Vehicles manufactured after January 1, 1956, must emit white or amber light to the front and red or amber light to the rear, visible for 500 feet. Headlights and taillights may not be tinted, covered by, or treated with a tinted or colored material, substance, system, or component unless part of the original or optional equipment is in compliance with federal manufacturer's regulations. Headlights should be capable of illuminating persons or vehicles for a distance of 350 feet on high beam and 100 feet on low beam. High beam must be dimmed when meeting other vehicles at 1,000 feet and when overtaking other vehicles at 500 feet. Headlamps are required to be in use at all times from a half hour after sunset to a half hour before sunrise and any other times when, due to weather or blowing dust, visibility is less than 500 feet. Vehicle light distances. 1,000 feet dim high beam headlights when meeting other cars. 500 feet turn off high beam headlights when 500 feet behind other vehicles. 500 feet turn on headlights if you can't see 500 feet ahead. 500 feet tail lights distance. 350 feet high beam, brights, headlight distance. 300 feet brake light distance in sunlight. 300 feet turn signal distance in sunlight. 100 feet low beam, dim, headlight distance. 50 feet license plate light. Turn signals. Vehicles manufactured after January 1, 1956, must emit a white or amber light to the front and red or amber light to the rear, visible for 300 feet in the sunlight. A vehicle must be equipped with turn signals, signal lamps, when the distance from the center of the steering post to the vehicle's left outside limit is more than 24 inches, or when the distance from the steering post to the rear limit of the vehicle or load is more than 14 feet. Brake lights. Brake lights, stop lamps, indicate a vehicle is slowing or stopping. Vehicles manufactured after January 1, 1956, must emit a red or amber light visible for 300 feet in normal sunlight. License plate lamp. Vehicles manufactured after January 1, 1956, must emit white light to illuminate the license plate for 50 feet to the rear. License plate lighting that is not original manufacturer's equipment is prohibited. Red reflectors, rear. Must be visible at night when in front of high beam headlights for all distances between 50 and 300 feet. Muffler. Must prevent excessive or unusual noise. Mirror. Vehicles manufactured after January 1, 1956, must provide 200-foot visibility to rear of the vehicle. Brakes and parking brakes. Must control the movement, stop and hold of the vehicle under all conditions of loading and on any grade incident to its operation. Horn. Must provide warning audible for 200 feet. Parking lights. During the time headlamps are required, any vehicle which is parked or stopped on a roadway must be equipped with and display parking lights which must display a white or amber light to the front and a red light to the rear, visible for a distance of 500 feet. Note. Flashing, blinking, sequential, rotating, or pulsating lights, other than turn signals, are prohibited except for emergency or authorized vehicles. Undercarriage decorative lighting that rotates, flashes, oscillates, or displays a color for use by police or emergency vehicles is prohibited. Windshield and windshield wipers. A front windshield with safety glass, if manufactured after January 1, 1956, is required in motor vehicles. Windshields must be in good condition so as not to obstruct the driver's view. Materials that restrict the driver's view may not be attached to any window. Windshield wipers are required and must be in good working order to clear rain, snow, or other moisture from the windshield. Window tinting and sunscreening. Montana law applies strict standards for tinting and sunscreening. You may want to check with your local examiner, county treasurer, or any law enforcement officer. Seat belts. Vehicles manufactured between January 1, 1965, and January 1, 1968, must have seat belts for the left and right front seats. Vehicles manufactured after January 1, 1968 must have seat belts for every designated seat. Seat belts must always be in good working condition. No person may drive a motor vehicle in Montana unless each occupant is wearing a properly adjusted and fastened safety belt. Additional equipment required on certain vehicles. Clearance lamps and side marker lamps if over 80 inches in width, every bus or truck, and every trailer or semi-trailer in excess of 3,000 pounds GVW must have on the front and rear two clearance lamps, one at each side. Every truck tractor must have on the front two clearance lamps, one at each side. Every pole trailer in excess of 3,000 pounds GVW shall have on each side one clearance lamp. Any vehicle manufactured after January 1, 1956 shall be equipped with two tail lamps mounted on the rear, except motorcycles, motor-driven cycles, quadricycles and truck tractors. Clearance lamps on the front or side of the vehicle shall display an amber light, and clearance lamps mounted on the rear of the vehicle shall display a red light. All clearance lamps shall be visible for 500 feet when required. Reflectors. Every vehicle, whatever its size, must have on the rear two reflectors and a stop light, in addition to the clearance lamps required. Have reflectors with, or in combination with, clearance lamps which shall reflect the same color as the required clearance lamp. Required reflectors shall be visible at all distances between 600 feet through 1,000 feet from the vehicle when illuminated by upper beam headlamps. Every truck or bus, whatever its size, must be equipped with two clearance lamps, reflectors, and a stoplight. Projecting load lamp or flag. Whenever any load extends 4 feet or more beyond the body of the vehicle, there shall be, during the time headlamps are required, a red light visible for 500 feet attached to the extreme rear end of the load. At all other times there shall be a red flag, not less than 12 inches square. Special lighting for farm tractors and implements of husbandry. During the time headlamps are required, any farm tractor or implement of husbandry, moved on the highway, must display a white light to the front, visible for at least 500 feet, and a red light to the rear, visible for 500 feet. These lamps shall be mounted so as to indicate the extreme left projection of the vehicle. Spot lamps and auxiliary lamps, fog lamps. Any vehicle may be equipped with, not to exceed two, spot and or auxiliary, fog, lamps. Spot lamps must be turned off when approaching another moving vehicle from either direction, and fog lamps may be used with lower headlamp beams if they do not project a beam stronger than the low beam headlamp. Additional brake requirements. Every trailer, semi-trailer and pole trailer equipped with air or vacuum brakes, or which has a gross weight in excess of 3,000 pounds, must have breakaway brakes, which are activated if the vehicle is separated from the towing vehicle. Maintenance of brakes. All brakes shall be maintained in good working order and shall be adjusted to operate on all wheels equally. Certain warning devices prohibited. No vehicle shall be equipped with, nor shall any person use upon a vehicle, any siren, whistle, or bell, except as permitted for authorized emergency vehicles. Mud flaps required. Trucks, buses, truck trailers, trailers, semi-trailers, or pull trailers, or vehicles of 8,000 pounds or less GVW shall have fenders, splash aprons, or flaps on the rearmost wheels or set of wheels, that extend down to a point not more than 20 inches above the surface of the highway, when the vehicle is empty. Safety chains. Every trailer, semi-trailer or pull trailer of 3,000 pounds GVW or less must have on the front a steel chain or cable, which shall be fastened securely to the towing unit. Such chain or cable shall be no less than 1/4 inch in diameter. Certain vehicles to carry flares or other warning devices. Every truck of 1-ton capacity or larger, passenger bus and truck tractor must be equipped with at least 3 flares, or 3 red electric lanterns, or 3 portable red reflectors. All must be capable of being seen at a distance of not less than 600 feet under normal atmospheric conditions at night. Reflectors used must display a minimum of 24 square inches of reflective surface and at least 3 red fuses, if red reflectors or red lanterns are not carried, and 2 red cloth flags at least 12 inches square with standards to support and display such flags. Note. Vehicles transporting explosives, flammable liquids, compressed gases, or using compressed gases as a fuel may not carry any warning device, which produces a signal by flame. As an alternative to the equipment required above, 3 emergency reflective triangles conforming to US DOT Motor Vehicles Safety Standard 125 may be carried. Display of warning devices when a vehicle is disabled. Whenever any truck, passenger bus, tractor, trailer, semi-trailer or pull trailer is disabled on the highway or shoulder of the highway when lighted lamps are required, the following warning devices shall be displayed. A warning device as previously described shall be immediately placed at the traffic side of the vehicle in the direction of approaching traffic. Then place warning devices as follows. 1 to 100 feet, 200 feet if divided highway, in back of the vehicle in the center of the lane occupied by the vehicle. 1 to 100 feet in the front of the vehicle, same direction if divided highway, in the center of the same lane. 1 at the traffic side of the vehicle not less than 10 feet, in the direction of nearest approaching traffic. Whenever any of the above vehicles is disabled within 500 feet of a curve, hill or other obstruction to view, the warning signal in that direction shall be placed no less than 500 feet from the vehicle and so as to afford ample warning to approaching traffic. Whenever any of the above vehicles is disabled on a roadway when the above warning devices are not required, the driver shall display 2 red flags in the lane occupied by the disabled vehicle or at a distance of 100 feet to the front and rear of the vehicle. Whenever any motor vehicle transporting explosives, flammable liquid or compressed gas, or any vehicle using compressed gas as fuel, is disabled at any time or place mentioned above, the driver shall immediately display 1 red electric lantern or portable red emergency reflector at the traffic side of the vehicle, 1 red electric lantern or portable red reflector 100 feet to the front and 1 red electric lantern or portable red reflector 100 feet to the rear of the vehicle in the center of the traffic lane occupied by the disabled vehicle. Flares, fuses or signals produced by flame shall not be used as warning devices for vehicles transporting explosives, flammable liquids or compressed gases or vehicles using compressed gas as fuel. Slow-moving vehicles. Any slow-moving vehicle or equipment, animal-drawn vehicle, or road construction or maintenance machinery normally operating at or under 25 miles per hour must display an emblem on the rear of the vehicle as described below. Except for road construction or maintenance machinery engaged in actual construction or maintenance work and guarded by a flagger or warning signs. The emblem is a triangle of fluorescent yellow-orange color with a base of 14 and 14 in height. The triangle must have a border with reflective red stripes 1¾ inches wide and be mounted in the center of the rear of the vehicle at a height of 3 to 5 feet above the roadway. On a two-lane highway when the slow-moving vehicle does not leave a clear lane for overtaking traffic and passing vehicles, the slow-moving vehicle must, At the first safe opportunity, with sufficient room for turnout, pull over to allow other vehicles to pass. Clean all windows and glass surfaces. It is important that you are able to see clearly through the windows, windshield, and mirrors. Here are some things you can do to help. Keep the windshield clean. Bright sun or headlights on a dirty windshield make it hard to see. Carry liquid cleaner and a paper or cloth towel so you can clean your windshield whenever it is necessary. Keep your window washer bottle full. Use antifreeze wash in areas where the temperature could fall below freezing. Keep the inside of your windows clean, especially if anyone has been smoking in the vehicle. Smoking causes a film to build up on the inside glass. Clear snow, ice, or frost from all windows. Clean the front, sides, and back before you drive. Do not hang things from your mirror or clutter up the windshield with decals. They could block your view. Keep the headlights, backup, brake and taillights clean. Dirt on the lenses can cut the light's effectiveness by 50%. Adjust seat and mirrors. You should always check your seat and mirrors before you start to drive. Many vehicles have multiple drivers who are different sizes. Adjust your seat so that you are high enough to clearly see the road. If necessary, use a seat cushion. Do not move the seat so far forward that you cannot easily steer. Adjust your rearview mirror and side mirrors. You should be able to see out the back window with the rearview mirror, and to the sides with the side mirrors. A good adjustment for the side mirrors is to set them so that when you lean forward slightly, you can see the side of your vehicle. If you have a day-night mirror, make sure it is set for when you are driving. Head restraints are designed to prevent whiplash if you are hit from behind. They should be adjusted so the head restraint contacts the back of the head. Safety belts required. No person may drive a motor vehicle in Montana unless each occupant is wearing a properly adjusted and fastened safety belt. Montana law places responsibility on the driver to ensure each occupant is properly buckled or in a child safety seat. A driver who violates the law will be fined $20. Buckle up. Every trip. Every time. Even on short trips at low speeds. Before you drive away, always fasten your safety belt and make sure all your passengers are using safety belts or child restraints at all times. Also, remember to lock the vehicle's doors. It is imperative that you and your passengers use safety belts. Studies have shown that if you are in a crash and are using safety belts, your chances of being hurt or killed are greatly reduced. A quick click is all it takes to save lives and promote life-saving habits. Here are more reasons to wear a safety belt, from the Montana Department of Transportation's Buckle Up Montana website. At just 30 miles per hour, a person not wearing a seat belt in a crash has the same experience as falling from a three-story building or getting rammed by a 3.5-ton elephant. There are actually three collisions in every crash: the vehicle collision, the human collision, and the internal collision, inside your body. You're not the only one who will get hurt if you're not wearing your seatbelt in a crash. Unbuckled bodies can collide at crash force into other people in the same vehicle, seriously injuring or even killing them. For many serious injuries, the first hour of care is critical. However, response time is greater in rural areas due to factors such as distance and geography. If you are seriously injured, will EMTs reach you in time? If you buckle up, you are less likely to suffer a serious injury and you have a much better chance of surviving until EMTs reach you. Airbags are only part of a total occupant protection system. If your vehicle has a two-part safety belt system, wear both the lap belt and shoulder belt. Wearing either part alone greatly reduces your protection. If you have an automatic shoulder belt, buckle your lap belt as well. Otherwise, in a collision you could slide out of the belt and be hurt or killed. Exceptions to the seatbelt law include: if the vehicle was manufactured prior to January 1, 1968. If an occupant has a written statement with them from a physician that he, she is unable to wear a seatbelt for medical reasons. If you are an operator of a vehicle licensed as special mobile equipment, vehicle not designated or used primarily for the transportation of persons or property and incidentally operated or moved over the highways, including farm tractors, road construction, or maintenance machinery, ditch digging apparatus, concrete mixers, and other such vehicles that are within the general terms of MCA 611-104. If a child, 6 years old and weighing less than 60 pounds, is a passenger in a motor vehicle, that motor vehicle must be equipped with one child safety restraint for each child in the vehicle and each child must be properly restrained. If you make frequent stops with a motor vehicle in your official job duties, you may be exempted by the Department of Justice. See Form MVDSE1, https://dojmt.gov/driving/forms/closing-. Child restraints required. Babies and children up to age 6 and 60 pounds must be buckled in a child safety seat. Booster seats are recommended for older children until the vehicle's lap and shoulder belt fits properly, which is usually when children are about 4 feet 9 tall. Remember to lock the vehicle's doors. Airbags are only part of a total occupant protection system. If children must ride in the front seat of an airbag-equipped car, they should be secured in a child safety seat using the car's seatbelt system or a booster seat using the car's lap and shoulder belt system. The vehicle's seat should be moved back as far as possible from the active airbag. This will hold children in place for airbag protection in a frontal crash, while protecting them against side, rear, and rollover collisions. Never place a rear-facing car seat in the front passenger seat with an active airbag. Whenever possible, children under age 13 should be secured in the back seat. If you hold your child while riding in a vehicle, you could crush the child during a crash. In a 30 mph crash, a 100-pound adult becomes a 3,000-pound force against the child. That is why it's important for each passenger in a vehicle to be independently and properly restrained with a seatbelt or a child restraint.